This is the Nashville Fit. I'm joined by Henry Pyle, one of Nashville's most stylish men, and we interview the guys who are turning our city into one of the most talked about places in the country.
From chefs and entrepreneurs to graphic designers and whiskey distillers, these are the stories that inspire us to be a better man. The Nashville Fit is powered by Nashville's independent radio, Lightning 100, and styled by TrueMaker, built to fit clothing for men, like custom, but easier.
All right, this is Adam with Lightning 100. You have joined us for the Nashville Fit. And I am lucky enough to be in the new barista parlor in Germantown, which is not even completed yet. We are in the kitchen, seeing where the sausage is made, which it hasn't been yet, but it will be. And it looks like it's outfitted nicely for it. And I am joined by Andy Mumma. Thank you so much for being on with us.
It's great to be here.
You're going to be here anyway.
It's true.
And I'm also here with Henry from Mountain. Henry's got a real inquisitive mind. He's going to fire off some questions at you, if that's all right.
Sure thing.
It's a series of yes or no questions, Andy.
Perfect. Right,
I need to know where you were on a specific date. How you doing, man?
Awesome.
It's so good to see you.
Thanks, yeah.
I remember being in the same position with Barista Parlor on the east side. And you were like, you know, a week, maybe even days. It might have been the night before you opened up.
Yeah.
We were in there hanging some stuff on the wall.
Yeah.
Can you describe the difference in the way you feel now compared to how many years ago, I don't know, that was when you opened your very first coffee
shop?
Yeah,
I was just a baby. I was like, I don't know, 31.
You smelled like a baby.
Yeah. I've learned a lot.
What does it feel like to be in this space now? I mean, are you more calm, or is it just as intense as it was the first time?
I think, yeah, there's like a level of I'm super excited, stressed, but just like I get the goosebumps when I walk in here, which is a good sign. All three spaces have done that to me, and you know, I'm always like a little bit scared to finish and kind of let everyone in and check it out. But this is all good stuff. It's fun for me.
Yeah, it's amazing because, I mean, I also remember wandering into Golden Sound before it was completed. I didn't know that it wasn't open, and no one stopped me from just walking right in there. But, it's funny because now when I go in, it's packed with people. East location is packed with people. You've got such a track record of success from the write-ups nationally, but yet you still feel a little bit of that anxiety before you open up another, what is soon to be, successful coffee shop.
Well, yeah, I think because I try to create a different space every time, and part of that is like really putting myself out there. I think to do the same space and have it look the same every time is not fun, and that idea is not exciting to me. I wouldn't open in another place if that was the case. And they're all my babies, so like I really care. I'm in here all the time. I'm working on all of these places, and so I have a lot into these, yeah.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. They are your babies. One of them's probably more unruly than the other one. One's probably smarter. One's better looking.
Right.
You know, we don't want to talk about the details, but let's be honest, right? I mean, there's probably some of them. You make a good point, though. They are all different. And I think it was evident from day one that it wasn't just about serving coffee. It was also about creating an atmosphere. Style and the way that you put these together is so incredibly important. I mean, how do you come up with those concepts? Or are you talking to people, or is this just, you know, birth straight from your brain?
Definitely my buddy Bryce McLeod at Isla Printing is like my main dude that I bounce ideas off of. He's unbelievably talented, and you know, the guy who's done like all the illustrations and logos and everything. And we're currently building packaging together for our roasting company, which is about to launch. That's going to be super exciting. It's going to look different. It's going to be different packaging, and I think really be more kind of art forward and really represent Barista Parlor. The other
Bryce
spaces.
Bryce McLeod is a great guy to have on your side, though, when it comes to style. I mean, there's no doubt about
that.
Man,
Bryce
is
a legend.
Yeah, he is, totally.
But yeah, I think a lot of it is just, you know, I've always had like a passion for just kind of design, and part of my like OCD and everything really helps in a positive way in this part of my life, creating these spaces. So it's just, yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just a lot of fun. I'm really passionate about it. And I always said, like, Barista Parlor is not a concept. It's really encompasses, like, everything that I've always loved in life. And I just want to create spaces that I would want to go hang out at.
Yeah, you and everybody else, and they all want to hang out here at these spaces. I heard a rumor. Now, tell me if this is true or not. I heard a rumor that there was going to be Barista Parlor branded motor oil for motorcycles. Is that true or not?
We're just going to mix it in. So you don't know if you're going to buy coffee or motor oil.
Oh, man, I cannot wait to get some of that. It sounds truly, truly delicious. On a serious note, I did hear that you just met with Colleen Weiss from TrueMaker, and you got fitted for a suit. Is this a true story?
Oh, man, yeah. She got me, like, all measured up and sorted out. I'm going to have my first suit in, like, 20 years.
What was that experience like whenever she came over to measure you? I mean, how did it go? Was it weird, or was it super
cool? No, it was awesome. Colleen was great and totally comfortable, and I hate shopping, so it was nice kind of just getting all, like, measured up and, you know, I got some, like, badass tailored clothes coming for me because I neglect, most everything in my life. So, yeah, I'm stoked about it, yeah.
What did you go with? What kind of suit did you pick?
I got a...
What's it look like?
It's blue.
It's blue. Hey, you know what? There's going to come a time whenever you're going to be ready to run for political office. You're going to need a solid blue suit.
Yeah, it's great. Well, it's blue, and it kind of has like some almost like cotton flecks in it. It reminds me of like a navy blue pea coat kind of vibe. So yeah, it's not as like fussy as, you know.
As far as style goes and your spaces and your personal style, do you have any style icons?
Style icons.
Are there like guys out there or people out there that you're like, oh man?
I think for me, I would probably say like my grandpa. He was a farmer, and I remember sitting at the end of the table. He would always eat his shredded wheat, and he wore, just some badass jeans, boots, and a button-up shirt every day.
That's actually what you wear.
It is, and it wasn't even. It's like just I wasn't trying to do that, and it's just happened that way. Yeah, probably my grandpa. He was a badass.
That's rad, man. And I love your thing. I mean, you've got a look that's all you. You're very recognizable. Anybody sees you. I mean, they know that there's going to be like dark clothes, tattoos, and your glasses. Are there three parts of your wardrobe, three pieces of clothes that you think you absolutely could not live without?
Well, since I've pretty much worn the same thing for like 20 years, I would say jeans. I always wear dark jeans, cuffed up, a dark button-up shirt. I mean, I go through a bunch of different ones, but I've got one that was my grandpa's bandana, and those would probably be like the three things that would be most important. Yeah,
that's perfect. And yeah, those are some serious cuffs. I mean, that's like a kangaroo pouch. Like a Joey could be living in those cuffs right now, for all I know.
Well, it goes up.
Can we check them real quick?
Yeah, let's see. It goes. Let me see. And they actually, so they...
No, just some debris.
Well, I did have a piece of like 2-inch PEX plumbing fall out of one of my cuffs like 2 days ago. Swear to God. Like, not even kidding.
Who knows how long that's been in there, right?
But yeah, so my cuffs grow about 1/4 inch every year. So, you know, when you get cuffs this big, you know, that's just...
You have like a wall, like a door.
It's just part of it. Yeah, it's part about, it's like traveling. Exactly. 3,000 miles on these cuffs.
That's solid. Well, so TrueMaker as a brand, they have this ethos and it's all about being a better man. They're looking for ways that they can help men be better versions of themselves. Is there any part of your life or anything that you do to try to make, to work on being better?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think every day, and I think if you weren't trying to be a better person, then you're probably not a good person. But I would say owning businesses and having employees now to try to be like as good as to my employees as I can be, do things that I would have always wanted, you know, as a barista, trying to be someone that I would be proud of and, you know, want to like be friends with. And
Andy, I want you to know I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Henry.
All right. You continue to kick ass here in Nashville. Thank you so much for taking some time with us today.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
This has been a blast. I got to witness some really intimate moments with two really kind gentlemen that I've had the privilege of hanging out with. And it's particularly, Andy, thank you so much for inviting us into your space. It's a new space. We can already see how magical it's going to be. So thank you.
Well, thanks for being here, and I can make you some coffee and biscuits next time.
I like this idea. All right. So you can listen to an extended version of this interview on lightning100.com. And again, this has been the Nashville Fit with Adam from The Morning Show on Lightning 100.